Ratings agency Moody's has lowered the European Union's credit rating outlook from stable to negative. Moody's says the rating reflects negative outlooks assigned to the EU's key budget contributors, Britain, France, Germany, and the Netherlands. Europe is grappling with its worst debt crisis in decades. Greek officials are going to discuss the possibility of implementing further austerity measures to tackle their country's debt crisis. Business leaders are against the plan, saying a new austerity package will be the, quote, tombstone of Greece's national economy. Cabin crew at a German flagship carrier Lufthansa are planning to go on strike again on Tuesday over working conditions and salaries. The first strike took place on a Friday, causing hundreds of flights to be cancelled. The UFO labor union says the new strike will have an even bigger impact. Turkish media says fighters from the Kurdistan Workers' Party have kidnapped the provincial leader of the ruling AK Party in the southeastern Hakkari province. Mehmet Tarhan had been receiving repeated threats before being abducted. The PKK has been fighting for an autonomous Kurdish region inside Turkey since the 1980s. Well, the Syrian information minister says Damascus will fully accept any peace plan that respects its sovereignty. Omar Azoubi has accused foreign states, including Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey, of arming insurgents fighting the Syrian government. The minister said the armed men include militants from Al-Qaeda and extremist Wahhabi groups. The leader of Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah says the group's missiles can reach all of Israel. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah also said Hezbollah does not need chemical or nuclear weapons, but there are targets inside Israel that if hit by Hezbollah, the same results would be achieved. A bomb blast kills at least one U.S.-led foreign soldier in southern Afghanistan. Roadside bombs are the weapons of choice used by the Taliban militants to target foreign forces. At least 323 foreign soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan so far this year. And U.S. firefighters failed to contain a raging blaze near Los Angeles, California. The forest fire has spread to 4,000 acres. One plane and six helicopters are being employed to put out the fire. Officials say it may take a week to control the blaze, which is under investigation.